The Rambam in Perikei Hilchos Malachim, in back-to-back halachos, halacha dalet, halacha hei, discusses the obligation of hachrim tachrimim, and then the mitzvah of mechiyas amalim. The Rambam begins Perikei halacha dalet, telling us that mitzvah sasei lahachrim shiva amamim. We enter Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is occupied by these various nations, and one is obligated hachrim tachrimim, the pasuk in Dvarim, in Perik Chav. And what exactly does that entail? It means that you have to, the Rambam writes, annihilate them. And the Rambam writes two chidushim. Number one is, v'chol shebo liyodo echad mehem v'lo harago. And if you meet up with any member of the Zayinumos and you allow them to live, so the Rambam writes, you violate alosase, because the Torah tells us, lo sechaya kol neshama. Okay? Chidush number one. Chiddush number two, the Rambam writes, is ukvar avdu va'avad zichra. However, halacha l'maisa? Certainly not. Because they're gone. Right? Even their memory has already disappeared. So what are the chiddushim of the Rambam? So the first halacha is the following. V'chol shebo liyodo echad mehem. What exactly does that mean? That is where the Rambam tells us this is an individual chiyuv. It doesn't sound like the Rambam is describing a concept of Melchemes Mitzvah. Melchemes Mitzvah. That is a Chovas HaTzibur. That Klal Yisrael as a whole has the discretion to wage war and sometimes an obligation to wage war. Melchemes Mitzvah, Melchemes Rishus. The Rambam does not describe Hachrim Tachrimim as a Melchemes Mitzvah, but simply V'chol Shebo Liyado Echem. Of course, Klal Yisrael as a whole is obligated too, but even individual is obligated to as well. And then Chiddush number two of the Rambam, but, Avad Zichram. What is that a reference to, Avad Zichram? So the Radvaz, and that Rambam, Hey Dalet, tells you to take a look at what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. So Hilchos Yisurei Bia is Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chafei. That's where the Rambam writes, realize, you know, there are many people that one is not allowed to marry, right? The Torah tells us, Ammon, Moab, right? You cannot marry among them. Even if they convert, you cannot marry. What about when it comes to a Mitzri? Oh, the Torah says, Dor Shlishi Yavo. A Mitzri converts, the third generation is allowed to go in and to marry with him. There are many, many restrictions, many, many limitations. So the Rambam writes, so how does it express itself? Bizman hazeh? A person comes, right, from Mitzrayim, and their desire to sincerely is to undergo gerus. So the Rambam writes, realize ve'elu ha'mitzrim sheberetz Mitzrayim ata, that the Egyptians of today, anashim acherim, those are not the Egyptians of old. The people who come from the lands of Ammon and Moab today, they are not the original Ammoni and Moab. Why exactly is that true? The Rambam explains, because Kisha'ola Sancheiriv Melech Ashur, because Sancheiriv came, Bilbel Kol Ha'umos, and he displaced all the nations. So the people who live in Mitzrayim today are not descendants of the Mitzrim of old, and that's true with all of these locations. And therefore, the Rambam writes, if a person comes and he wants to be Megayir, even if you say that where you're coming from, and he says, Ammon Moav Mitzrayim, the Rambam writes that no, after all, Chizkoso Shepirish Min HaRov, we have a right to follow Rov, and most non-Jews are candidates for Gerus, and the people who come from those geographic locations are not the ones who the Torah was referring to. So that's Bos Sancheru Ubilbal Kol Ha'umos. So that's what the Rambam writes here, when it comes to Hachrim Tachrimim. The Rambam writes, realize there are certain nations that the Torah says you're obligated to destroy. However, Avad Zichram, right? Their history, they're gone, right? The people who are there today are not the same as the people of old. And therefore, so the Rambam writes like Chumra, Kula. The Chumra, the Rambam writes, is Mikra Hadin, that Kol Shebo Liyado Echad Mehen. Each person has to fulfill this mitzvah. But then the Rambam writes, but not bisman hazeh. Well, it's a two great chidushim of the Rambam. Okay. Then you go to the next halacha. Hey. And that's what the Rambam writes. V'chein mitzvah sasei la'abed zera amalek. And the Rambam describes, and now there's a mitzvah of mechias amalek. Timche zeichel amalek. And the Rambam writes, not only is there an obligation of timcha, mitzvah sasei lizkor tamid, there's an obligation of zechira samalek. And fascinating, the Rambam writes, lizkor tamid, not lizkor pamachas b'shana, not a yearly obligation, but the Rambam writes, an ongoing obligation. And the Rambam writes, umi pi Shmuel amdu, tradition teaches us that zachar is bepeh, lo tishkach is belave. This ongoing obligation has to be expressed. So the Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah of timche zechir amalek. In the very same halacha, the Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah of zechiras amalek. And you know what's fascinating? The two chidushim of halacha dalid do not appear in halacha hay. Maybe I would have expected the Rambam now to add, there's a mitzvah of mechias amalek. And maybe the Rambam should add, v'chol shabali yadu echamehen. And therefore, if you meet up with an amaleki, and v'lo harogo, you violate an iser. The Rambam doesn't say that. And the Rambam also doesn't add this punchline of avad zichron, that this is history. It sounds, according to the Rambam, like this is current. So when you just look at those two halachos, there are two differences that seem to jump out between Hachrim Tachrimim as opposed to Timche as Zecher Amalek. Perhaps one could argue, but I would say, not Poshur Pshat. When do you argue that the Rambam is relying on what he said earlier or what he says later? General issue. No, the Rambam mentions something here and he doesn't mention there. Is that because the Rambam is really assuming that, well, of course, I just told it to you? Or is the Rambam, not necessarily. Maybe if the former is true, maybe we would have expected a different formulation, right? Maybe the Rambam should have expressed halacha dalet and halacha hey, and then to sum up halacha hey, maybe the Rambam should have said, and regarding the aforementioned, kol shebali echemehem, but don't worry about it because avad zichram. So it's like a fascinating ha'ara that the Rambam does not do that. The Rambam has contained halachos, and he tells you two great chidushim in halacha dal that the Rambam does not mention in halacha hey. And it would probably be a chidush to assume that, halacha hey doesn't apply to zman hazeh because the Rambam already said someplace else that avad zichra. Okay. So assuming we're going to take the Rambam more literally in the sense that, no, that the Rambam is really creating a stunning contrast. So you have a couple of differences between hachrim tachrimim as opposed to timche seich amalek. Whether we're talking about destroying the Shiva Amamim or destroying Amalek. Okay? If you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, there are also differences that kind of stand out at you. When you look in the Sefer HaChinuch in Tav Chaf Hei, that's where the Sefer HaChinuch discusses Hachrim Tachrimim. The mitzvah is Largo Shiva Amamim. When we enter Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see the Kanani, the Amori, destroy. The Sefer HaChinuch writes the following: V'noheges mitzvah zu b'zacharim uvinakevos. Who is obligated this mitzvah? Everyone, men, women, everyone. Wow, that's a chiddush as well. Women are obligated. Mefurish tav chafe. The Sefer HaChinuch continues, and va'over al zeh. And if a person violates this, ubali yado echemehem, he has a confrontation, and v'yochel ahargo, and you're able to do so, and then the chinuch adds a stunning line, mibli shi'is takin bedavar, without putting yourself at risk. And if you have a confrontation, and you can fulfill this mitzvah of hachrim tachrimim without risk, and you don't do so, v'lo ahargo, you violate the Sefer HaChinuch and Tachrimim, and you violate the law. V'lo sechaya kol neshama. Ooh, so Sefer Chinuch has two chidushim. No? We'll call it 3-4. Number one, who is obligated in? Zecharim Nekevos, 3. And a great chiddush number 4, b'li sheyistakim b'davar, without putting yourself at risk. Right, you jump down, right, in the Sefer Achino, right, to Tav Reish Dalet. Tav Reish Dalet is the mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek. Mechiyas Amalek. Guess what? Who is obligated in Mechiyas Amalek? The Rambam writes, Zecharim, only men. They're obligated in Mechiyas Amalek, only men. Ki lahem lasos mochama. Because men fight in battle. Right? Gemara in Kedushin, no? Darko shel ish lasos mochama. Right? When the Gemara makes that statement, Darko shel ish lasos mochama. Very big in Meseches Kedushin, the base and the base. There the Gemara is telling us, why is it when it comes to those who wage war, the Torah uses the masculine? So the Gemara just makes the Hara, right? Darkal Shish Lasos Machama. Was that a sociological comment? Was that a halacha comment? No, so here the Sefer HaChinuch writes, women are exempt from Mechiyas Amalek because Darkal Shish Lasos Machama. That was like a powerful halacha. One could have argued, what do you mean Amalek is a Mechemes Mitzvah? And a Mishnah Mechemes Mitzvah? Hakol Yotzin? Even a Kalami Chupasa? No. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, not true. The Minchas Chinuch questions that. Minchas Chinuch questions, where do you see that women are exempt from Mechiyas Amalek? What do you mean? A Mishnah Sota, that, what do you mean? That everybody has to battle. Everybody has to do so. But for our purpose, a stunning contrast, no? When it came to Hachrim Tachrimim, Mefurish, V'noheges mitzvah zu b'zachar v'nakevos, and when it comes to Mechiyas Amalek, Darkon Shis Lasos Mochama. So the Rambam writes, only men and not women. The Sefer HaChinuch, Mefurish. And here I will tell you, no, Nafkamina number 4. The Rambam said earlier in Tav Chafei, Mibli Shi Yistakim, as long as you don't put yourself at risk. So the Rambam goes on and on and on, the Sefer HaChinuch rather, goes on and on, Tav Reish Dal, describing Mechiyas Amalek. And the Rambam never like throws in that line. As long as it's risk-free. As long as it's that's pretty stunning, no? What happened to that line? Well, again, the Sefer HaChinuch is relying on what he said earlier. What, right? You looked, of course, now the Sefer HaChinuch already told you there's 200 halachas earlier. No, that don't put yourself at risk. Yeah, he already said Tav Chafei, he has to repeat it in Tav Reish Dalet. I would say, yes. That's like pretty important, no? Pretty important, no? I'll tell you something that is interesting, a diuk in the Sefer HaChinuch maybe against the Rambam. Because here, in discussing Mechiyas Amalek, the Sefer HaChinuch does write, V'chol shebol liyado echad mehem. That phrase of the Rambam, V'chol shebol liyado echad mehem, the Sefer HaChinuch does throw into Tav Reish Dalet. Ooh, we pointed out the diuk in the Rambam. It's missing, no? Maybe the Rambam was relying on. Here, in Tav Reish Dalet, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, V'ovral zeh uba liyado lahargo v'lo harago. And if you have an opportunity to confront the Amalek and you don't, ooh, so it's interesting. That difference we highlighted in the... Maybe the Chinuch would disagree with that prat. But pretty important. You know, they're... 4 possible differences between Hachrim Tachrim and Mechiyas Amalek. 2 emphasized in the Rambam, 2 emphasized in the Sefer HaChinuch. I would have said it's all the same, they're just different nations. Destroy them. No. 4 nafkaminas daraisa. Like, that's pretty heavy, no? 4 nafkaminas daraisa. Well, that chiddush that the Sefer HaChinuch said in Tav Chafei, B'li Shi Yistakim, as long as you don't put yourself at risk. You know, maybe that's a good starting point. That's pretty critical. Because if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, Tav Chafei, the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by something which is very, very pressing and very, very practical. Like, what in the world does that mean? You're obligated to wage a Melchemes Mitzvah as long as you don't put yourself at risk. You're obligated to wage battle as long as you don't put yourself at risk. What does that mean? Where in the world have you ever experienced a Melchama without risk? Without risk, no? Doesn't war entail risk? Doesn't war entail casualties? No. It's an unfortunate reality of war. No? No? Well, when was the last time you read about a war? And guess what? It was casualty-free, risk-free, a risk-free war. So if someone tells you, put on tefillin, but not at risk, I understand. Right? Wage battle without risk. You know? Like, enter the boxing match, but don't get hit. You know, like, how realistic is that? So, Menachas Chinuch writes, v'tzarachim. But that's true, tzarachim. Like, but what's pshat? What's pshat? How can that be? How can that be? How can you have a chiyuv to wage battle, but an exemption if you're at risk? Like, how? What does that mean? What does that mean? So maybe this is very, very revealing. Maybe this is very, very revealing. And that really is the following. If something is midine ha-molchama, midine ha-molchama, you're right, molchama is not risk-free. You know, that doesn't mean you can be reckless. You know, the generals have to see what we can possibly do to minimize, to mitigate, I understand. You know, you don't just run in there without a plan. But risk-free, mi blishi istakim bedavar. That sounds a little bit beyond. When you look in the Chidushim of the Brisker Rav, in Parshas Peshalach, in the Parsha of Amalek, Parshas Peshalach, Be'av Amalek. There the Brisker Rav acknowledges, of course, that ein mashgichin ala sakana mi dinei hamelchama. If the Torah obligates you to go to war, then you can't really say, yeah, but as long as it's risk-free. I'm doing what the Torah says, but the Torah wouldn't want me to wage war if there's a risk. So how can the Rambam say this? The Sefer HaChinuch say this? How is that possible? The language of the Chinuch, Yishei Skakman Davar. Oh, so apparently, you know what you see from this? That Hachreim Tachrimeim is not Midine HaMolchama. It's not Midine HaMolchama. But, you know, the language in the Brisker Rav is ki ha-mitzvah hi-kishar, mitzvah shevetara. It's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of hachrim tachrimim. And mitzvahs? Oh, right, certain mitzvahs, mamash yehag vayavor. But mitzvahs generally, nidachim, ipnei sakanas nefashos. Just like pikuach nefesh is doche Shabbos, and pikuach nefesh is doche tefillin, pikuach nefesh is doche hachrim tachrimim. And how in the world can that be? The answer is, because it's not midine hamochama. It's not midine hamochama. It's a chovas hayachid. Whoa. And that fits in very well with the Rambam. When the Rambam describes hachrim tachrimim, v'chol shebo liyodo echad mehem. What does that mean? A chovas hayachid. V'chol shebo liyodo echad mehem. You know, I see a guy, a lone guy, waging a Melchemes Mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. You know, I'll probably tell that guy, Melchemes Mitzvah is not, you know, a task for a loner. No, Klal Yisrael is obligated to. You're like, you need an army. You know, you have to be part of. You're a soldier within. You're not just your own guy. No, so Dinei Melchama is a Chovas HaTzibur. And if the Rambam writes, V'chol Shebali Rechad Mehem, that's a great indicator that this is not midine hamelchama. And if it's not midine hamelchama, then it's kishar mitzvah shevet Torah that nidachim neisakanas nefashos. So therefore, pikuach nefesh is very relevant. No? That's a further nafkamina. Oh, so maybe these two things fit in very, very well. V'chol shebal yod echad mehem. That's the chiddush then. Of the Rambam Shita. And maybe that would be a huge difference then between Hachrim Tachrimim as opposed to Mechias Amalek. That Hachrim Tachrimim is a Chovas HaYachid. Why would one argue that Hachrim is a Chovas HaYachid? Oh, and maybe that fits in so nicely with the Sefer Achinuch as well, because the Sefer Achinuch writes that women are obligated in Hachrim Tachrimim. Because if it's a standalone mitzvah, women are obligated. That's the default position in general. You're going to tell me that women are exempt from dinei milchama? That's true. But that may not be so relevant for Hachrim Tachrimim. Okay. So maybe that goes hand in hand. Number one, v'chol shebal yecha mehem. And nashim chayavos. Why should I view this as a chovas hayachid? Why should I view this as a chovas hayachid? Just by example, a beautiful chiddush of Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer is found in Yeridea, Tuf Nun Dalet. But a beautiful chiddush of Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer discusses what we've talked about in the past, but a little bit of a different twist. That, you know, we discussed Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, Basli Mikdash Shachanti Basocham, Rambam Raivid, the Rambam and the Ramban. What was the Chiddush that Ramban and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel? That the Ramban has one additional mitzvah, remember that? Of Asiyas Ha'aron. Asiyas Ha'aron. The Rambam does not count for Asaron as a separate mitzvah. Why not? So Avnei Nezer writes the following chiddush. The Torah tells us, "V'osli mikdash shum, v'shachanti besalcha. Build a beis hamikdash, v'shachanti besalcha. The act is to build a mikdash in order to have hashras hashchina. And what represents hashras hashchina? The aron." No, the Aron represents that that was the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated to. In other words, the Reisha Dekra, right, is the Asiyas HaAron for the purpose of Vishachan, Asiyas HaMikdash for the purpose of Hashras HaShchin of the Aron. So if that really is true, if A is Letzorech B, is A is Letzorech B. Avnei Nezer writes, do you count that as two mitzvahs? Do you count that as one mitzvah? If I say, do A for the purpose of B. Oh, so Avnei Nezer writes, the Ramban all counts it as one mitzvah. A for B. And the Ramban counts them separately. That's what Avnei Nezer explains the Machlokes, the Ramban and the Ramban. Everybody agrees, Apostle and Chumash, V'asei mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. And as we pointed out, Aron is not Avoda, Aron is V'shachanti B'socha. So, do I count that separately, do I not? So Avnei Nezer writes, the Ramban, no, it's one mitzvah. Vosli Mikdash. I'm not going to count Aron separately. That's Vosli Mikdash. And the Ramban's going to argue, no, they should be counted separately. Counted separately. Okay. So therefore what? Oh, so Avnei Nezer writes his Charifus. Ready for this? Roof. Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Yishev Eretz Yisrael. V'horashtim es haaretz v'yashavtim bo. Should I count that as a mitzvah and sefer mitzvahs? So guess what? The Ram doesn't have it. The Ram does not have a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban is masig. In the very end, right? The sefer mitzvahs hasei. The Ramban writes, how can the Rambam not mention the mitzvah? V'horashtim es haaretz v'yashavtim bo. Right? So maybe you'll tell me, Miglas Esther comments that maybe according to the Rambam this is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. That's what Avnei Nezer goes on and on and on and on and on. That's the Miglas Esther. Avnei Nezer writes it's all wrong. It's mafurish that's not true. He line by line he right attacks that position of Miglas Esther to assume that according to the Rambam there's no mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And Imam goes line by line. He says. The Yatekel Megazesser quotes the Makaros. He's quoting half of the Makar. If you continue, you'll see that that's not pshat. It's a very sharp tshuva, just dissecting what the Avinezer, what the Megazesser writes. Of course, the Rambam agrees. The Rambam writes, if an Eved wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, the Adon is obligated to free the Eved because the mitzvah Yishev Eretz. If a wife wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, the husband is obligated to move the family to Eretz Yisrael. And if the husband refuses, right, so she can insist on a get, and she gets her full ksuva, because he's the one who's responsible for the break of the marriage, right? He'll tell the Bezdin, this woman, she wants me to uproot, move to Eretz Yisrael. You know what the Bezdin will say? She's 100% right, and you're wrong. And you are slapped with all the responsibilities of breaking up a marriage. It's Mufurish in the Rambam. No, so like, Avnei, how can you say that there's no mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael? Of course there's a mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael. How can there not be? The Rambam doesn't count. You know, there are many things that are not counted many mitzvahs. And you have to kind of talk about why that the Ramban does not have a mitzvah of tefillah. No? What does that mean? Tefillah is like value neutral. Right? A small percentage of the yeshiva. No? Okay, it's not found in Sefer Mitzvahs. Yeah. The Bahag doesn't count emunah. What are they going to say about that? Right? The Bahag, emunah is not part of Tariq Mitzvahs. The Bahag writes, emunah is it. You know, that a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah like there's emunah and there's... No, that's what the mitzvahs are. Manifestations of emunah. One has to be careful about what one reads into when something is omitted as technically being part of Bina Mitzvah. Some things are the most basic things one can imagine. What's more basic than Amunah? What's more fundamental than Tefillah? And yet, you know, not necessarily among. It's a good question you can ask. Why? Okay, but it's a why question. It's not a what question. What is the status of? It's a why question. Why do you admit? Oh, okay, I understand that. So why in the world does the Rambam omit Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Why in the world? So you know what Avnezer writes? Because the Rambam counts Hachrim Tachrimim. The Rambam says, you are obligated to go into Eretz Yisrael and to destroy every foreigner. Oh, the Rambam forgot to write the punchline, right? Destroy every foreigner and leave. Yeah. Just wipe out and then leave. There's a mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrim, there's no mitzvah of Yishuv. It sounds ridiculous, no? What do you think Hachrim Tachrim is? You can't coexist. Yeah, so you know what that means? So we wipe them out and we leave. So we're not coexisting, right? They're not there and we're not there. The Rambam says, isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious that that's what Hachrim Tachrim is? So this is a very technical machlokes. If you have Hachrim Tachrim, and you have a Horashtim Esaretz, that's a lumdus, no? Do you count them as two mitzvahs or do you count them as one mitzvah? Okay, so that I can envision. You have to count them as two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrim. If I only counted the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, maybe you think the following, you know what? So you live there, they live there, everybody's one happy family. So it says, no, Hachrim Tachrim means you have to live there exclusively. So the Rambam counts Hachrim Tachrim. Why is it necessary? What's the purpose of Hachrim Tachrim? V'horashtim Esaretz. That's a beautiful Chiddush, Avnezer, no? The Avnezer just bolsters it, and maybe you can disagree. So that's not l'shita say. Really, the Rambam holds, build a Beis HaMikdash, but don't have an Aron. The whole purpose of Vosle Mikdash is Shachanti B'Selcha. So isn't it obvious that Vosle Mikdash means Asiyas Aron? And that's as l'shita say, that just like the Rambam doesn't count Aron separately, the Rambam doesn't count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael separately. But you can really imagine a Mishkan without an Aron? You can imagine Hachrim Tachrim without Yishuv? Obviously not. And that's the Shitasei of the Ramban, who A, counts Asiyas Aron as a separate mitzvah, and B, counts Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a separate mitzvah. Take a look at that. Now, Avnezer Adea Kuf Nandala. Now, beautiful tshuva. And Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer discusses, if this is so self-evident, so why didn't, you know, Avnei Nezer was the Sachet Shavu Rebbe, no? So why didn't all the Rebbeim go to Eretz Yisrael? So he writes a further chiddush. We can talk about this. There are many makoros in Chazal. But you know what the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is? It's to subsist, to thrive, to survive, to exist off of the bounty of Eretz Yisrael. Not to live in Eretz Yisrael and be supported from Chutz Laretz. That's his position. No? That's the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's his Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. How are you managing? You know how you're managing? Because you're building up the land. How are you managing? Because, I go to the mailbox every month and I get a big check. Because that's not Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's not Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Nezer writes. And the Nezer writes, and the reality, let's go generations ago, was that was not feasible. That was not feasible. Generations ago, there was such sakana, Tosu says, sakana strachim, living off the Shefa Haaretz was almost impossible. Things were underdeveloped. So he writes, that's why people stayed in Chutz Laretz. Because even going to Eretz Yisrael would not have. That's his approach. That's his approach. But it's important hara. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means, being self-sustaining. Self-sustaining. Yeah? Being independent. Not being sustained by and dependent on. Ooh, that's all part of that unbelievable tshuva that the Avnei Zer has. So I would just add for our purposes, but it's beautiful in and of itself. Now, I would just add for our purposes that if Hachrim Tachrim is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so you go over to a person and you say, how come you're doing Chutz Laretz? Why aren't you living in Eretz Yisrael? Okay, so you know what? I guess he has to justify that. But if he'll tell you as a justification, because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is just a Chovas HaTzivur, it's not a Chovas HaYachid, who says I'm obligated to? It means that, that B'nai Yisrael should have a presence in Eretz Yisrael. But who says me? Who says you? Who says any of us? So you know what? That answer's wrong. Because the guy I put on tefillin this morning says, why didn't you put on tefillin? He says, because somebody else put on tefillin. I said, no, tefillin's a Chovas HaYachid. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a Chovas HaYachid. But it's not a chovas hatzibur that, as long as they're Jews in Eretz Yisrael. No. Yeah, you have to, and if you're not, that's a position that has to be justified. No? That's clear. So if hachrim tachrimim is for the purpose of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a chovas hayachid, so I'll tell you that very good that the Ram maintains that Hachrim Tachrim is a Chovas HaYachid. A Chovas HaYachid. B'chol Shabal Liyadu Echad Mehem. No? B'chol Shabal Liyadu Echad Mehem. This is a Chovas HaYachid. And it's not so surprising that, that the Rambam should maintain, or the Sefer HaChinuch should argue that a Yachid, and who's a Yachid? Even women as well. What, women are exempt from Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Women as well. And therefore, that's the Sefer HaChinuch writes that this mitzvah applies to men and women alike. That's Tav Chof Hei. What about Nechiyas Amalek? Is that a Chovas HaYachid? So the answer is no. Yeah, people say this Chiddush, and ask them, who says so? Sometimes they don't have the right answer, Who says so? Oh, my Rebbe, not your Rebbe told me. It's mefurish in the Rambam. You just have to know where to look. It's mefurish in the Rambam. It's mefurish in the Rambam. Oh. Where's this? The Rambam in the very end of the Mitzvah Saseh, of Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam writes the following, Ushinis takel, and when you analyze the Mitzvah Satorah, the Rambam is going to write, it's mefurish, no? Sometimes it's surprising, sometimes amusing, like you can hear this, no? And they'll say, this chiddush, my Rebbe said, your Rebbe said, good, your Rebbe the Rambam said. No, it's mefurish, it's mefurish. No, you don't need a diuk, you don't need a diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, I just listed the mitzvos, and realize that there are mitzvos which are a chova al hatzibur, the Rambam writes, and there are mitzvos that are a chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid. The Rambam writes this. There are mitzvos that are chova al hatzibur v'lo l'chol ish v'ish. That's a pretty big deal in the Rambam, no? How do you know it's a chova satzibur? Because the Rambam says, chova al hatzibur velo l'chol ishvish. Pretty black and white. For example, binyan beis habechira. Binyan beis habechira. Everyone builds their own beis hamikdash. That's a chova satzibur. That's a chova satzibur. Or, for example, hakamas hamelech. Having a melech, appointing a king. The Rambam shita. That's a mitzvah chova satzibur. And the Rambam writes, v'hachratas zaro shel amalek. Timche zecher amalek, the Rambam writes. That is a chovas hatzibur. That is a chovas hatzibur. It's like mafurish, no? It's like mafurish. So now when you go back, these diukim, and you ask me, so why when the Rambam describes timche zecher amalek, why didn't the Rambam say v'chol shabal yadach amayim? You know, the answer is, just look in the Rambam. But yeah, you have to know like the Rambam. No, but look in the Rambam. It's mafurish. Because the Rambam describes Hachrim Tachrim as a Chovas HaYochid. And the Rambam describes Timche Zecher HaMalek as a mitzvah mutalas al hatzibur. So in Hachrim Tachrim, great, great, the Rambam writes that v'chol shabal yadach amehem. When it comes to Timche Zecher HaMalek, the Rambam doesn't, not because the Rambam's relying on what he wrote before. Mamish, but it afka nokat. No, but it's mefurish in the Rambam. Now that Mechias HaMalek is a Chovas HaTzibur. It's a Chovas HaTzibur. That's important. That's important. So therefore, what is Chedushim? Mechias HaMalek is a Chovas HaTzibur. Mechias HaMalek is in the Miskeres of Milchama, Milchama, Milchama. Someone will be machadish. It's the miskeres of Melchama. Well, where do you see that? Melchama Hashem b'malek, midor dar. That's what the Torah says, no? That's a good raya. No, that's what the Pasuk says. Melchama Hashem b'malek, midor dar. That's midine ha-melchama. Midine ha-melchama. Oh, so I'll tell you this then. Yeah. So when it comes to Mechias HaMalek, guess what? The Sefer HaChinuch does not say, Belishi yistakein bedavar. Wage battle, as long as, you know, you don't get your hands dirty. As long as you're not at risk. Exactly like the Minchas Chinuch. But the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by Hachrim Tachrimim. The answer is that's a mitzvah. That's not Midine HaMelchama. That's a Chovas HaYachid. If it's a Dine HaMitzvah, it's not Yerag Vayavor. There is a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. There is a heter of Safek Sakana. But if it's a mitzvah, men and women, men and women. Maybe this can even explain the last difference, the last difference, when the Rambam tells you, but realize, look, you know, when the Rambam says it together, you know, you bump into a guy, kill him. You know? Okay. So guess what? The Rambam has to kind of push back, you know? But realize, not today, not today. I would tell you, maybe there's a much more profound teretz, but I would tell you on the simplest level, if the Rambam is describing a Chovas Yachid, you know what? You know, I'm going to get up there and say this at a Sicha, and you know what? So the guys are going to start running out, so I'm going to say, no, 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 but not today. Not today. No? Kvar Aldo Vazichram. But if I'm telling you about the Chovas HaTzibur of the Miskeres HaMelchama, what am I going to say? But don't run out and go kill some. You know, I'm going to tell you that even, not today. This is part of the Dine HaMelchama, which is a Chovas HaTzibur, that you know what? That Chovas HaTzibur means like a melech, a general, an army. You know, this is something that is to be carried out as a tzibur. Not because Basan Chervu Bilbo Kolom Haskulam. No? I'm going to tell you that if it's a Chovas HaTzibur, I don't have to tell you that, you know what, but be careful today. Careful today what? No? Like, you know what? This is a Chovas HaTzibur within a certain misgeres, and therefore, you're, I don't have to worry that you're going to leave Mincha and you're going to all of a sudden like start killing people. No, but if I describe this is a, you know, this is a Chovas HaYachid, and there's a Lav Darais Lo Sachai Kon Hashem, and there's a Mitzvah Darais of Timche, or Hachrim Tachrimim, you know what? So it would be irresponsible not to say, but wait, not today, not today. Maybe that's why the Rambam simply adds that. So maybe that explains all four dinim. Wow. I'll tell you an unbelievable chiddush that Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father. I wouldn't say what I'm saying is not in this last point. Why the Ram doesn't say when it comes to Amalek, Avad Zichram? But maybe something, like unbelievably profound. That there's a sefer of Ma'amar of Rav Soloveitchik. It's called Besod Hayachid V'Hayachad. Familiar with it? Okay. So if you take a look on Amud Shin Sadi Beis in the footnote, that you should see. That you should see. Now, so Soloveitchik points out this diuk in the name of his father, that the Rambam in Perakei of Hochus Malachim, when it comes to Zayin Umos, says Avad Zichram. And yet, when it comes to Mechias Amalek, the Ram does not write Avad Zichram. So you know why? Because Amalek Adayin Kayim Ba'olam. Because it's not true Avad Zichram. It's not true of a Zichra. Even though Ba Sancherov or Bilbel, right. But that's not true when it comes to Amalek. After all, isn't that what the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Beshalach? Milchama Hashem Ba Amalek Midordor. No? Melchama Hashem b'Amalek midor dar. The Torah says this is l'doros. This is everlasting. Now Tosas quotes in Brachos Daf Gimel, Yehi Shmei Rabba. Tosas quotes the Machzor Vitri. What is Shmei? Shem Yudke. Rabba. Let the name of Hashem, which now is, in a certain sense, incomplete, become complete. No? Kazain Shmo Shalem and Kisei Shalem Ad Shichre Zara Shalem. Amalek. It's ongoing. Now, and how can that be? How can it be ongoing if, what do you mean? Ba Sancher Bil Kolom Oskulam. No? You can marry a Mitzri, you can marry an Ammoni, you can marry a Moavi. There's no Hachim Tachrimim because nationality. Right? What do you mean? History. So how can it be? How can it be then? So unbelievable. So we have to take a look at that footnote. Zahatshuva sheshamati mipi avri mori zatzal. Soloveitchik said, what I heard from my father, right, that any nation that has the mission statement of destroying Knesset Yisrael, Nechesholim acharecha, pouncing on the weak ones, below your Elohim, hofeches alpi halach Amalek, that has the status of Amalek. There's more to Amalek as simply lineage, as a nationality. Amalek is a model. When the Torah says, don't marry a Mitzri, an Ammoni, a Moavi, the Torah is not saying, don't marry a person who emulates the midos of Mitzrayim. That might also be true, right? But that's not the Isser. No? But when it comes to Amalek, Melcham Hashem Amalek Midor Nor means the koach of Amalek, the mid of Amalek, that which Amalek represents. And Rav Soloveitchik went on and explained as follows. There are two models of Amalek. One is literally the descendants of Amalek, and the other are the followers of Amalek, meaning the ones who embrace that mission statement. And there are two parshios. There's Parshas Kiseitse and Parshas Beshalach. No? So this Shabbos, we learn Kiseitse, and Purim morning, we're going to learn Beshalach. The two parshios of Amalek. So when the Torah describes in Kiseitse, Timche Zechra Amalek, Timche Zechra Amalek, that is referring to the descendants of Amalek, the Geza, the lineage of Amalek. When the Torah in Parshas B'Shalach speaks in broader strokes, Milchama Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor, that is a broader representation. That means anyone who embraces the Midah, the character. And that can be even another nation as well. Milchama Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor. That can be an Umma Acheres as well. Mr. Mechik has suggested that Nazi Germany had the status of Amalek. It wasn't just a homiletical, representation that they were evil. They were evil. He thought, in a real true halachic sense, that was part of Mocham Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor. And therefore, Bedafka, the Rambam, does not write of Duvamet Zichron. Maybe in terms of particular lineage, that's true. But in terms of the broader Parshas B'Shalach, Mocham Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor, how can you say Avad Zichron? We discussed in earlier years, right, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. So we pointed out different shitas Rishonim in terms of what is necessary to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. But this whole approach it is helpful in the following sense. The Rambam does not mention any unique significance to Parsha Zachar. When the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, Zechiras, we just discussed in Parakeh, the Rambam doesn't mention anything at all about Parsha Zachar. He pointed out, the Rambam writes like, Liz Kartamid. What do you mean? That only once a year? Why in the world is once a year considered to be sufficient? Why is that good enough? And other Rishonim disagree. Right, the Shita, for example, of Tosfos, Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel, Megillah and Daf Yud Zayin, that no, you need a creamy toch haksav. Creamy toch haksav. Ksov zosi karam basefer. Ksov zosi karam basefer. And that's where, the Mechaber writes that, that maybe the Kriya Satorah Parsha Zachar is a din daraisa. When you look in the Rush seems to go a step further. That Rush is in Brachos and Perek Zayin Simen Chaf. That, no doubt, is a very, very great Chiddush. Because the Gemara tells us that, Rabbi Eliezer came to Shul and there was no minion. We've discussed this around different contexts now. And guess what he did? In order to have his minion, he was Meshachar his Eved. So Tosus is bothered. That's the comment of the Rosh. Take a look there. Right. Zayin Chaf, where the Rosh says that, how exactly can this be? I think we're found in two places. No, Brachos Mem Zayin, that's where the Rosh is. And Gittin Dev Lamed Ches. But in Brachos Mem Zayin, that's where the Rosh discusses this heavy issue that Tefillah B'Tzibur is at best a Rabbanon. And being Meshachar and Eved is an Issa D'Araisa of Lom B'Matavodu. So how in the world could Rabbi Lezer free an Eved to have a minion? It sounds like an overkill, no? I understand, you feel bad, you don't have a minion. But you're going to start violating Yisur Daraisa to have your minion? Like, how exactly can you do that? How can you do that? So that's what the Rosh discusses. When is that possible? When can you go ahead and, violate a Din Daraisa to accommodate a need to Rabbanan? Like, that's like the famous shiur in the beginning of Beis Halevi. That Shmita Bizman Hazeh is a Din Darabbanan. And selling Eretz Yisrael to the Arabs is an Issa D'Araisa of Lo Sachaneh. So it's a pretty heavy solution to a problem to Rabbanan. How do we right, deal with Shemitah Darabanan? Well, the answer is by violating Nisa D'Oraisa. Now, that's the Beis HaLevi's, you know? You're being chased by a dog, so you run into the lion's den. Like, that's his mashal. No? Like, you know, the solution probably is far worse than the problem. No? Like, just deal with the dog. No, but don't think rescues with the lion. No? So, like, the Heter Mechira, that was the Shita of the Beis HaLevi, right, is far worse than. Not because all the Isra is only Nisa D'Rabbanan. And one could disagree and argue that that's not true. Maybe that Mechir is not in Nisa D'Oraisa. But, you know, but if one assumes yes, it's far. So, Rabbi, this didn't have a minion, but the answer is free and Eved. How could that possibly be? That's a lengthy discussion there in the Rush. Zayin Chav. And the Rush throws in one line, which is really like stunning. So maybe you'll tell me that, ooh, that this was this Shabbos. It was this Shabbos. That's the Rosh writes. It was Parsha Sachar. So the Kriya Sator is Daraisa. Okay, so now we're loving the field at least. The need is Daraisa. And the problem is Daraisa. Okay, so when do you say that my ulmei hai mi hai? When do we say A is Doche B? So the Rosh writes, but you know, if that was true, that the Gemara is telling you in Maisa Shahaya, and when it happened is so critical, because was this Shabbos, why in the world would the Gemara have omitted that fact? It's like really misleading, no? A person can close the Gemara and think he can free an Eved to daven Mitzibur, and that's not true. He can free an Eved for the Tzibur of Parsha Zohar. So the Rosh writes, that can't be the reason, because if it was the reason, the Gemara should have said so. Okay, but isn't that a much more basic question? Let's assume it was Parsha Zohar. So what's Daraisa? What's Daraisa? What? Okay, so mentioning Amalek is Daraisa, the Rambam. Okay. But the Kriya Sator, Tosus, Kriya Sator. Do you need a minion Daraisa? You really need a minion Daraisa? Poshub Shantosus, that you need a Kriya Sator Daraisa. You know what a Kriya Sator Daraisa means? A Kriya Sator Daraisa. You know what it means? Take out a Sefer Torah and read the Parsha. Tochak Sav. After all, the Gemara's drasha is Ksov Zosi Karm Veila B'Sefer Yomin is Karm V'Nasim Kriya Samagila. Has to be Tochak Sav, not Baal Peh. Yeah, so a Yachid doesn't read. Yachid reads Baal Peh. A Yachid reads Tochak Sav. I need Tochak Sav. You need Tochak Sav. What do you mean? I'm a Yachid. A Yachid needs Tochak Sav. Zechira Samalek. You need Tochak Sav. So you need Tochak Sav. Realize the Havamin of the Rosh, and this is true even the Maskana then. The answer should have been that, you know why the Gemara didn't say it's talking about Shazachar? Because that would not help us. Because that's still an example of a need, Darabanan, that is overriding an Issa D'Oraisa. Not just because the Gemara should have mentioned it. Let's assume, Mamish, I was there, I saw. Right, that was taking place in Parsha Zachar. So apparently you see from the Rosh a stunning Chiddush. That the need for a minion for Parsha Zachar is a din d'oraisa. In other words, like those afternoon minyanim that maybe, you know, you have where they get together a few people to read because women didn't come to shul earlier, not gonna do it. No? All right, maybe you won't paskin like the Rosh. But that's the Rosh Hashita. So like, why? No? So the Karen already points out, the parent Karen in the very beginning of Maseches Brachos, the Karen Ari has like a running maracha on the first parak of Maseches Brachos. So it's in Dira Maschil, Va'aydi. It's not divided up by Dabi. So he writes, this point. Number one, Mechias Amalek is a Chovas HaTzibur. Not like Hachrim Tachrimi. Mechias Amalek is a chok. Who says so? Mefurish and Rambam we discussed. No? Mefurish and Rambam. This is a mitzvah which is mutelas al hatzibur. And I'll tell you a further chiddush. You know who says this chiddush? The Ramban. The very end of Parshas Kiseitse. Parshas Zachar. What is the purpose of Zechiras Amalek? Well, I would say that the purpose of Zechiras Amalek is to be mindful of how Amalek treated us. And the Ramban writes, that's not the whole story. The purpose of Zechiras Amalek is to be mindful of our obligation of Timcheh Zechir Amalek. That's what the Ramban writes, Mefurish Ramban. Zechira doesn't simply mean, remember, you know, centuries ago that we were persecuted, we were ambushed. No. Right? Remember our obligation. Be mindful of our mitzvah. Zechira, for example, that chinuch that we just saw, Tafresh Gimel, Tafresh Dalet, that women are exempt from Mechiyas Amalek. Guess what? Sefer Chinuch writes, women are exempt from Zechira Samalek. Because Zechira Samalek is a chiyuv to be mindful of Timche Zechira Malek. And maybe many rayas of the relationship. Magen Avraham writes a stunning psak, Tafresh Peites, that if he didn't make it to Shul the Shabbos, but Purim morning, Elaine Ve'yav Amalek. So Ve'yav Amalek can be used for the chiyuv of Zechira Samalek. You know who has the Ha'ara? Mishnah Berura. Oh, wait a second. The Ramban writes the purpose of Zachar is Timche Zechra Malek. You don't have that in B'Shalach. In B'Shalach, Macho Emcha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll do my share. That's not what Zechir is. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu do his share. So that's the Keren Oris Biur, that that's why the Rosh requires a Tzibur, the Raisa, for Zachar. Because Timche Zechovas HaTzibur. And the purpose of Zachar is the constant reminder of Timche Seichar Malak. Of Kier Al Kes Kamo Chama Shem Bamalek Nidor Dor. That's something ongoing. That's not Avad Zichra. Avad Zichra. It's an important Ha'ara, maybe a Biur, within the Shitas Harash. Okay, if you can, take a look at these Makaros, right? You have to kind of prepare yourself for the Kriya Sator, for the experience of the Shabbos. Okay.